We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
From the beginning of Donald Trump's successful run for the presidency, there have been calls to investigate him, to find collusion between Trump, his presidential team, and Russian spies. When all the proof is uncovered, Congress could and should initiate impeachment proceedings against him. With the expected unequivocal proof, criminal proceedings against the president were just a matter of time. The mainstream media and seasoned politicians were calling for his impeachment from the beginning. It was never meant to be a fair and impartial investigation. It was a witch hunt with a stake being readied for the eventual burning of which Trump just as soon as we could find that elusive smoking gun. So what went wrong? Well, there was no smoking gun. There was no proof. But Trump-hating Democrats were tenacious in their certainty that it would be any time. They hoped, they waited, they scoped, and continued their Sherlock Holmes investigation. So what if their efforts proved to be fruitless? Well, that question was always ignored by the tenacious political warriors. Well, the wait is over. Republicans and Democrats report that the Senate Intelligence Committee has been unable to find any evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Nothing to show for 2 years of investigations and over 200 interviews. Republicans and Democrats agree there remains no direct evidence of a conspiracy. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Senator Richard Burr said, quote, "If we write a report based upon the facts that we have, then we don't have anything that would suggest there was collusion by the Trump campaign in Russia," end of quote. Veteran criminal attorney John Dowd said, quote, "There's no basis for collusion. There's no exposure," unquote. And he added, "The entire process has been a terrible waste of time." Indeed, a terrible waste of time and dollars, a waste of time trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the American public, not accomplishing anything that would move our country forward. But Democrats haven't totally given up. NBC is reporting that Democrats will issue their own final report in 6 or 7 months. This will give Democrats an opportunity to keep this sham alive as we continue the heated 2020 presidential primary season. Mueller's investigation was supposed to be focused on collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The operating thesis was that Vladimir Putin manipulated the 2016 presidential election and was the one who determined the outcome. The Mueller investigation has vied from its initial intent as it veered down every available rabbit hole. We know that these charges of collusion have been a joke from the beginning. Calls to impeach Donald Trump arose when he was elected in November of 2016. Nothing of any substance regarding any collusion was ever presented to the American public. Anti-Trump forces suggested the so-called investigation could and should go on as long as it might take to find something, anything, against Donald Trump and those around him, especially any members of his family. As happens with any deception, the truth eventually comes out. Those who are part of that deception will never really give up. They'll just keep slithering along like any snake that has avoided being caught. But the fallout from this fake investigation, the fallout from this deception, will come back to haunt those who supported this ongoing witch hunt and the Democrat Party as a whole into the 2020 election cycle. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.